To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Mike Hosking Breakfast Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Now, listen, if everyone in this country watched Chris Luxon at lunchtime yesterday outline where our education system is at, how it got there, how it's measured, how the world sees us, he would not have the issues he currently does around the numbers in the polls. It is ultimately why it will all come right later on this year when the campaign proper starts and some decent attention is put on his performance. There is no question that the media are biased towards Labour in this country. There is no question that any opposition in general at the best of times has trouble getting attention. But a campaign and its coverage rules to some extent will fix that. In the meantime, you are required to sit, as I did, watching a live feed of a policy release. And of course, next to no one's going to do that. And by the time the media get to it, hack it to pieces so we can have it delivered in our preferred bite-sized chunks, virtually all of the substance and impact of what was said is actually lost. So the tragedy is this. A lot of what was said wasn't spin. It wasn't political. It was just fact, stats, numbers, results of studies and research done by various experts in various countries over a good number of years. In really simple terms, this country and its education system is shocking. And we know it's shocking because it didn't used to be that way. We have and continue to go backwards. Now, that shouldn't be news to anybody, but when you bookmark it the way he did yesterday, it's an eye-opener. The teachers, largely, are not to blame. It is the way we teach, the workload they're expected to undertake, the lack of confidence that they have in the first place in teaching their subjects, the expectation of a government or a ministry that has completely skewed what is important. Essentially, what National are advocating in their policy is nothing exceptional. It's simply going back to what we once did, basic competency in basic subjects. When you have the basics, you have confidence. When you have confidence, you feel you can do more. There is no magic. Just, sadly, an appalling hijacking of a system by wonks in Wellington that for some reason have been allowed to run rampant. What we have by way of an education outcome for so many kids is inexcusable. It's indefensible. If you watched Luxon prosecute that yesterday, you would see a bloke who gets it and, more importantly, wants to do something about it. As more New Zealanders see more of that, they will see why the election is nowhere near as close as the polls might suggest.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.